Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. And we hope you have been enjoying this teaching all this week, because I certainly are enjoying the teaching of the Word of God, because the Word of God is true, and it is true unto me. Hallelujah. So if you are listening to us over these many, many years, we are on this radio station, we have one message, and that message is this. The Word of God is true, and it is true unto us in this radio. So we come here to tell you the reality of the Word of God, because we have experienced it, we live it, it manifests in our life, so we are not here giving you the opinions of men. Not are we giving you our own opinion, but we're giving you what the Word of God says. And our faith is in the Word. And because we put our faith and our trust in the Word, we have experienced what it says.
Mm-hmm. In Colossians chapter 1, starting at verse 10, It tells us that you may walk
worthy
of the Lord,
yes,
fully pleasing Him, being fruitful,
come on,
in every
good
work, and increasing in the knowledge of God,
yes,
strengthened with all might,
yes,
according to His glorious power, for all patience,
yes,
and long-suffering with joy. Verse 12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us,
yeah,
to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. So it tells us in John chapter 15, where we opened this week and where we were last week, it says that Jesus, He is the true vine.
Yes.
His Father is the vine dresser. We are the branches.
Yes.
So we have already been qualified to bear fruit. It tells us plainly to walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So every fruit produces after its own kind. It has the seed within itself. In Genesis, in creation, it says that everything that yields in the field, that it has seed within itself to produce after its own kind. So if we are in need of some patience, if we are in need of some peace, if we are in need of some joy, we have to find the word seed,
yes,
for that. And then we continually meditate on that and allow that to influence now how we think. And then,
yeah,
we are able to produce that in the earth. We'll walk worthy of the Lord, not to taint the process that He has, that He brings forth, that have realistic expectations. Because if it's an apple tree, the expectation is that there's an apple. It would be unrealistic to think that you're going to find a banana on an apple tree.
Yeah.
So if your mind is in torment and we're continually going over and meditating on gossip and meditating on bitterness and meditating on unforgiveness, that's not going to generate the fruit of peace. It's not going to generate the fruit of joy. It's not going to generate the fruit of gentleness or kindness or patience. Not going to, if we're whatever we're meditating on, how we're thinking, whatever our influence is that's causing our thinking, is going to determine how we feel. How we feel is going to determine the decisions that we make. The decisions that we make is going to determine the actions that we take. The actions that we take determines the habits that we develop, which then becomes the character that we're known for and brings us to a destination. So those were our 8 points that we've been working through for the last few weeks. So we want to continue to find the word for our situation, the word seed for our situation. Meditate on the word for the situation, and then it will bring forth a change. Because in verse 13 in Colossians chapter 1, it tells us he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. So when you think of the word conveyed, think of a conveyor belt, right? So if something's coming down a conveyor belt, it's moving from where it was launched from, and it's coming en route to a final destination. But along the way, things of value are being added to the object that's coming down, right? So if you ever look and see a video of a car assembly or things like that, it's being conveyed, it's being moved. And as it's coming from one location to the other, value is being added to it. So every time we find word seed, we're adding value to our godly character. We're walking worthy of the call of the Lord. We're not tainting it with influence of the enemy, things that are going to cause us to end up at a destination that we do not desire. So Pastor had said, he said, check your influence when you arrive at a destination that you did not desire. Yeah. Check your influence. Go back to the beginning and see what was influencing. How were you thinking? How did that cause you to feel? The decisions that you make that led to your actions, your habits, your character. And when we truly evaluate that and we bring our mind in alignment with the mind of Christ, which we have the right to do.
Yes.
Because sometimes we think, oh, well, I got to think on every crazy thought that comes. No, you don't. The Bible says to cast down every argument that rises that's in disobedience to the word of God. So we have to sift that. We have to filter that at the beginning through the helmet of salvation and being able to discern the voice of God. Because you have, you know, three voices in your head and they all sound like your voice. You have the enemy talking to you. You have God talking to you. And you have your own opinion there trying to sort things out, your own feelings. So we have to be able to discern what is the influence of the enemy, what is the influence of God, and what is my own opinion of the situation. And then in turn, we yield to the word.
Because when we arrive at a destination that is not what we were hoping for, not what we bargained for, then something is absolutely went out of line, okay? Because the Bible says, whatsoever things, watch this now, the Bible says, whatsoever thing is good, whatsoever thing is lovely, whatsoever thing is pure, whatsoever thing is of good report. That's going to give you what? A good report. Those are the things that you should think on. So in order for me to think on something good has to be influencing my mind. Mm-hmm. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. So I have to allow the mind of Christ to take over my carnal mind, right? That. And in order for me to do that, it only can happen by the word. That's the only way. Go back to John where it says, and Holy Scripture, there, Holy Scripture, you're going back to that. But where it says, we are already clean. We are made what? Clean by the word. In John chapter 15, it says, we are clean how? By the word. My mind is cleansed how? By the word. My thought is cleansed how? By the word.
Yeah. That's John chapter 15, verse 3. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. That's Jesus teaching it.
So the only way I have good thought is by the what?
By the word.
By the word. So go there. The only way, if my thought is evil, then I don't have the word. But if I put the word there, it will cleanse my thoughts. So now I will be thinking on good things.
Good things. And we have the example of Joseph in Genesis chapter 39. Because he was in a situation there in Potiphar's house in Genesis chapter 39, verse 9, where he could have did something that he shouldn't have done. He could have came into an adulterous relationship with Potiphar's wife. If he was allowing the world to influence him, it would have been a definite yes.
Yes.
Because he could say, oh, this man got me in this house as a slave. Oh, I'm going to get him now. I'm going to mess with his wife.
Yeah.
He had the opportunity. It wasn't him pursuing it. It was her pursuing him.
Yeah.
So if he was being influenced by the world, if he was being influenced by spite and bitterness and lust, he would have took the opportunity. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't. He was influenced by God. So he was able to say in the face of temptation, temptation. Now, because we know Potiphar's wife, sure, she wasn't ugly. She's probably very beautiful.
Yeah.
And the Bible said that she came day after day to try to get his attention, to try to come into relationship with him. And he said, verse 9, there is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? So who did he want to please? God. He said, I can't do this great wickedness. He wasn't worried about Potiphar. He was worried about God. And then verse 10, so it was as she spoke to Joseph day by day that he did not heed her to lie with her or to be with her. So this was a temptation that was continually coming. So he continually chose to be influenced by God. He didn't want to sin against God. And he held his ground. He held his values. He held his godly fruit.
Yeah.
And he did not sin against her. Then she lies, right? If you know the story, she lies on him. She has his garment in her hand that he wiggled out of to get away from her when she was coming after him. And then she lies and she says that he tried to mess with her, and then he ends up in prison. So he goes from being enslaved in Egypt, which wasn't the place of his birth. He was brought there, and he was sold out by his brothers, if you know the whole story. And then he is rising up from a place of slave to a place of prestige. He's directly under Potiphar. It says that Potiphar only knows the food on his fork going in his mouth. Everything else he's put under Joseph's hand. So now this encounter happens with his wife, and he ends up going to prison. So he's starting again at a low position as a prisoner, but he continued to do all things as unto the Lord. So the seed continues to work. As long as we're working the seed, sowing the seed, it's going to work, and it's going to bring maturity, and it's going to bring fruitfulness. So then he rises now to a higher position in the prison. And he has responsibility in the prison, and he comes into a favorable situation to which later is going to bring him in front of Pharaoh. So he's incarcerated under Potiphar, but he's brought out now by Pharaoh, which is a higher position. And then he becomes a partaker. He becomes a leader of all Egypt, setting forth a refuge for his family to come by listening to the influence of God. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.